Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Core Digital Limited Q1 FY25 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Zico. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Core Digital Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Ravindra Doshi, Managing Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Ravindra Doshi. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all the participants. I extend a warm welcome to everyone on today's conference call for Core Digital Limited. We are pleased to have you with us as we reflect on our remarkable performance in quarter one, financial year 2025. Before we go into detailed financial analysis, I would like to provide a brief overview of our company and the great journey we have embarked on. Since our inception in 2009, Core Digital Limited has been at the forefront of telecommunication and infrastructure development. We offer cutting-edge solutions and services. We are licensed by the Department of Telecommunication, and we provide passive infrastructure, that is IP-1. Our unwavering commitment to meeting communication needs of Maharashtra and India has been the cornerstone of our mission. Though the strategic deployment of numerous cell sites, and established robust optic fiber network, we have strived to ensure seamless and reliable connectivity across the region. Our partnerships with esteemed clients like Vodafone India, Bharti Airtel, Reliance Jio, Tata Teleservices, BSNL, and many small internet service providers in Maharashtra and Gujarat and other parts of India. Our presence is small in out of Maharashtra. We continue our journey. Our focus remains on innovation, reliability, and customer satisfaction. We are committed to pushing boundaries of what is possible in telecommunication infrastructure. We look forward to continuing to shape the future of the communication in Maharashtra and beyond. Now, we are turning to our operational performance during quarter one, financial year 2025. We have achieved a significant milestone by securing a new work order from Nav Yuga. Additionally, we have commenced the critical task of optic fiber laying on Mumbai-Nagpur Expressway, started on June 27th. This marks an important step in expanding our infrastructure footprint. These developments underscore our commitment to excellence, innovation, and strategic growth. I am confident that through our continued dedication and collaborative efforts, Core Digital will continue to thrive and make substantial contributions to the telecommunication and infrastructure landscape. Looking ahead, Core Digital Limited is poised for significant expansion and development with improvement in impressive pipeline of projects totaling about 400 crores for financial year 2025. Here, I would like to add that in next investor con call, that is next quarter, we may have some more positive announcements about targets in 25 and 26. We are strategically focused on enhancing connectivity through fiber optic along expressways and communication corridors, as well as specialized infrastructure construction. These forthcoming projects, particularly those connected to Samruddhi Highway and Mumbai Metro lines, highlight our commitment to shaping future transportation. We anticipate even greater growth. We envision generating approximately 1,000 crores, maybe a little higher, from similar ventures in 26. This marks an exciting chapter for Core Digital as we continue to lead transforming initiative in infrastructure sector. For achieving these things, we are enhancing our manpower and infrastructure machineries, and this year we'll be adding about 50 crores in machinery to achieve the target. Turning on to financial performance of 21, I am pleased to report that we have demonstrated strong growth. Our total income for the quarter stood to 50.77 crores, the total revenue, reflecting an extraordinary year-on-year growth of 1,031%. This impressive revenue growth is further complemented by strong EBITDA, 7.46 crores, representing a year-on-year increase 635%, with EBITDA margin 7%. Our profit after tax reaches 5.3 crores, marking substantial Y-on-Y growth of 685%, and PAT margin of 10% is constant. Our diluted earnings as per shares rose to 13.21, remarkable increase of 550% compared to the same quarter last year. A quarter-on-quarter basis, our total income increased by 40%, while EBITDA saw a modest growth of 2.49%. PAT grew by 18.3% quarter-on-quarter, further solidifying our strong financial standing. The consistency in our performance is the testament of our strategic focus and operational efficiency. Here I would like to add, quarter two is always sluggish in our line, and quarter two will not be this good. Depends how far we are able to operate. These outstanding results underscore Core Digital's strong growth trajectory, driven by our strategic initiatives, operational expenses, and unwavering commitment to customer satisfaction. As the demand for communication infrastructure continues to rise, our strategic positioning will enable us to achieve new heights and further enhance our market share. Before we proceed to questions and answer, I want to express my sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders for being an integral part of our growth journey. Our support and involvement have played a crucial role in our success. We genuinely appreciate your valuable contribution. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you once again for your presence and continued support. Ganesh, please.
Yes, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from Agastya Dave with CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, sir. And congratulations on a great set of numbers. Sir, I had few clarifications that I want to seek from you regarding the press release that you come up with. In that you mentioned that strong growth trajectory with the project pipeline worth 400 crores. So this 400 crores is confirmed orders, sir, or are these bids where the bids are going to be opened?
No, I'll explain you.
Yes.
Our business is a little different than the standard copybook financial accounting or maybe standard stock exchange operations. What we do is we get the projects, we take the right of way and we take the permissions to construct the projects, and once constructed we lease it out to on long term to our customers. So putting it in the terms of order book.
Understood,
that doesn't fit in.
So I understand, sir. I understand.
400 crores I have given. I'll explain.
Right,
let me try. If I'm not able to, please cross again. No issue.
No, sir.
So this year I am expecting my construction revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is in a joint venture.
Mm-hmm.
Core Digital is constructing, so Core Digital will be paid for the entire construction cost.
Agreed, sir.
And this revenue is counted from that. It's only purely construction cost from Samriddhi project and from other partners.
Understood.
And that is why I'm so confident about what I should do.
Understood, sir. So, yeah. Sir, then my question is that you also have an IP world license, and as you mentioned, what you described to me just now, what you're doing, it sounds exactly like IP one, right? So I was just wondering, sir, do you have ownership of that IP one asset that you have created, or is it part of the JV, that is lies with the JV or with the partners?
See, there are certain percentages
mm-hmm.
in JV. And I own my part, percentage of net. Like we are constructing 10 ducts, so I am 37%. So 37% means I will get about 4 ducts out of it.
Understood, sir. Yeah. And sir, there is, from what I understand, there are few companies in the listed space which own IP1 assets. And there is an element of recurring revenue also from IP1 assets.
Let me explain. I got your question.
Yes, sir.
Can I? Yeah. Okay. See, basically, IP1 assets are of two types. One is underground ducts. Other one is the poles.
Right, sir.
Poles or towers, whatever we call it.
Correct.
There are 5-6 categories.
Right.
So the IP1 recurring revenue, what you are seeing, that will also be generated once the network work is over. Here we have built-in permission for the poles.
Right.
So poles will be constructed once network is there. If network is not there, pole will not be useful.
Understood.
Yeah. So once we are constructing the network, I am hopeful I will finish it within maybe 18 months.
In 18 months. Understood, sir. Sir, my next question is that in terms of, so recently BharatNet related contracts were also awarded. So is there, so I saw the, there are I think some 16 odd consortiums. The sum total of the tenders that Government of India is talking about somewhere close to 70,000-80,000 crores. Or probably 90,000
crores.
Something
correct.
Like that, sir. So is that an opportunity for us?
It is definitely. That is why I have said that maybe in next quarter result, I will give some good news.
Okay. So, are you part of any of these consortiums?
No.
Okay.
I'm not part, but if I want, I will get.
Understood.
Whatever I want, I will
understand,
get.
I understand, sir.
I am the senior most guy in the industry.
Right, sir. One final question before I go back in the queue. I have other questions as well, but In this round, my final question is, so in this Bombay-Nagpur project,
Yes.
so what kind of optical fiber cable are you laying down? I mean, what is the core count? Is it like
Let me explain this part.
Yes.
We are constructing the duct network, and that those ducts will be leased out to the telecom companies. Telecom companies, in their own technical side, they decide which optic fiber cable has to be laid.
Okay.
So suppose if it is Reliance Jio, Jio may prefer 288 core.
Mm-hmm.
Airtel may prefer maybe and 96. So it differs company to company, occupant to occupant.
Right. And so do you have
multiple? We will be having our own 96 fiber cable end to end.
And so how many, so there is a term which is used in towers, which is a tenancy. In your ducts, if I were to use a parallel term, so you mentioned that you...
Sir, we have 10 ducts for sale, so 10 tenants we can accommodate.
You can do.
Our project is based on 2 tenants, and rest, okay, whatever comes, that is plus.
So is it 2 into 10 then?
No. I am saying we have 10 ducts in the capacity we are building.
Okay.
2 tenants.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of entire project and profitability.
Understood.
Additional, whatever we get, that is plus. Yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir. Sir, I'll go back in the queue. I have some other questions, but I should give opportunity to them. Thank you very much, sir.
That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from Preet Shah, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, Preet bhai. Kem cho?
Hello, sir. First of all,
nice to have you on call. Bolo.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. First of all, congratulations for a meeting set of numbers. Sir, my question was that as next year we are targeting for 1,000 crore revenue. So, sir,
yes.
I just want to know that how we will achieve it. I want to know, sir, more on orders that we would get more.
Let me explain one second.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We get the tenders, we build the network and sell it off. Sell it off is the lease it off. So these are the calculations based on the leasing revenue and construction revenue. There are two parts. Construction revenue is about 60 to 70%. Leasing revenue is 30%. So maybe out of that 1,000 crores or maybe little more, we will be billing 600 crores from the construction, EPC, and rest of it from the telecom.
Okay.
It's leasing. It's mostly leasing revenue only.
Okay. Very nice, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Agastya Dave with CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Opportunity again, sir.
Welcome.
So just also you went into details of this leasing part, right?
Yes.
Recurring part. So leasing part would be recurring, right, sir? Recurring in nature.
Leasing is always recurring, sir. Every 3 years I get the lease.
Correct. So you will
again, let me make it clear. Mm-hmm. On top of this, we will be constructing more than 5,000 telecom poles.
Okay.
That revenue will be in addition to this. It is not projected because we really don't know the need of telecom companies. This is based on the network requirement. So that cannot be certain. We cannot take the figure at this time. But average, I will tell you, sir, each pole generates me minimum 8,000 rupees a month.
Right.
So this is additional revenue which we are not projecting because we are not sure.
And so these would be, I'm assuming, 5G poles if they happen.
Right. It will be 5G only.
Right. And with tenancy of 2.something?
No, tenancy 1.
Tenancy 1. Okay. Tenancy 1.
These are small poles. 12 meters only.
So micro cell.
It can. It is micro cell. It cannot have tendency more than one. Well, look, having tendency more than one in the remote area doesn't make sense.
Understood, sir. Understood.
Yeah.
Understood. Sir, in terms of, I'm trying to understand how we will see the numbers, right? You mentioned that there would be an element of lease. So that lease would be renewed every 3 years.
Yes.
So you will be recognizing 1/3 of the total lease amount every year for 3 years, then renew it, and then again 1/3 for every 3 years, right?
True, true.
Okay. What kind of cost?
Sir, but that depends on our negotiation with telecom companies.
Understood, sir. Sir,
we may get full 15 years upfront also, with a big discount.
With a bit discount or maybe some escalation also, right? Angle small.
No, kind of, yeah, yeah. Rates will depend on how we, what is the payment term.
Understood, sir. Understood. No, so I was, let's take this base assumption, 3 years tenure, and then you're recognizing it. So EPC revenue will be depending on the contracts that you're winning, right? That
yes.
is the construction part. This okay. is the recurring part. Except the margins will be dramatically different, right? So if I take FY24, which is last year, so if I take the 100 crores of revenue, 103 crores of revenue last year, was there an element of leasing there? And
it is the standard 30% and 70%. What means approximately?
Probably. Okay, so can you give some estimate as to how the margins are in the EPC business versus the leasing business?
Sir, nothing less than 10%, that we are following the standard. If margin is less than 10%, I will not take the contract.
In the construction business, sir.
Hmm.
Right. And in the leasing, sir, would usme to koi cost nahi rahega na, sir?
Leasing ka mat puchho na, sir.
But
whatever we get in leasing, we normally invest back into the network. So that way you will not see any massive margin or profit, because most of it goes back because I keep increasing my network. I put it back into the network. That is the standard till now.
Understood, sir. Understood. Mm-hmm. Understood. Let's say you mentioned that you would need 50 crores of capex this year in
machinery. Yeah, this is the new one we are in process of doing. It is capex, yeah. We are buying construction machinery additional.
Right.
So that will be capex only, yes.
Right. And so you would require some capital for this, right? You don't have, you are almost a debt-free company as of now, almost.
Yes.
So would you be going the equity route here for the debt?
I'll be going for debt route, and then we'll see what is good for us and our investors.
Understood, sir. And sir, one final question on the working capital side. So, aapne bola ki 10% margin ke niche you don't operate. You will
yes.
never consider that. Right? On the payment terms, sir, what are your benchmarks?
Sir, 90 days is the normal expectation, and 180 days is the reality.
Okay. Yeah, the standard.
But I also pay this in a similar term, so it doesn't put any pressure on me.
Right. So working capital, sir, whatever we have seen in FY24, is that a good expectation to have for the subsequent years?
I did not get your
payment
question.
Days in terms of receivable days.
These are the very standard operations. Sir. Normally, everything is accommodated within the 90 and 180 days timeline.
Perfect. So, one final question from my side. What did you make of the BharatNet, this phase 3 which has come up now? Because phase 1 and phase 2, nothing much happened, right? In fact, phase 3,
they were not funded.
They were not popular.
I am talking on con call, which is not good.
Right.
But the reality is that funds are released a couple of months back. Without fund, nothing moves.
Right, right.
And BharatNet is not a very lucrative project. Let me tell you. Profit margin wise, it is not.
Right.
So maybe 100 consortiums of 50 or 20, whatever they have done and all.
Right.
As insider, I know that nobody is happy.
Right.
And they are really scared if payments will come in time or not.
Right.
And I am also scared because that is why I decided I will complete my operations and streamline construction of Samriddhi Highway. After that, I will go. I'll go and meet. I know the top guys everywhere.
Right.
So getting order is not an issue.
Right.
Execution and payment is the problem in telecom line overall.
Right.
And especially BSNL.
Right. Right. So overall, आपको कैसा लग रहा है? The company is going very well, right? But overall, in terms of opportunities, slightly over the medium term, the next 2 years visibility you were kind enough to provide today. But going forward, sir, how do you see the business and the industry planning?
Sir, on? I'll give you some very good news in next 2 quarters. You can see that we are technocrats.
Right, sir.
That's very clear. And then we are into deep tech. So some very good commercials will come from our other orders also, which is not visible till now.
Okay.
Next 5 years, I see company in top range. That all. Hopefully, if we are lucky enough to get the things in defense and others.
Sir, I've been tracking the industry and I've been invested in your company also. I'm a shareholder, and in like many companies in the industry, I have over the years invested.
Yeah.
And so one thing that I feel that the pickup that was expected even during the 4G launch period, right? We were at 20 million roughly optical fiber kilometers before 4G, and by 5G, it was expected that optical fiber cable consumption in the country would touch 100 million. But last year we ended at 16 million. So,
sir,
I was just wondering.
Let me tell you one thing. Our telecom companies, all the telco operators, those who are the consumers of this product, they are really seriously cash strapped.
Right.
That is the main reason that infrastructure is growth is slow, because we always, as Indian, we do the jugaad.
Right.
Cut the corners and make the networks run. I was part of a 3G rollout. 3G rollout is supposed to give you X, but the actual backhaul was X minus 30.
Right.
Backhaul. No, not the site. The cell site, which is supposed to say deliver 60 Mbps,
right.
The total backhaul was 30 Mbps.
Right.
So this is the reality. 5G, really where it works and who is able to get it, all the speeds, I really doubt. Maybe I am not getting in my office. I am in Mumbai.
I am not even getting anything in 4G even. Even 4G is...
It has deteriorated.
We don't get 3G speed 4G when you have here. 4G was supposed to be 40 Mbps plus.
Yeah. So the reality is different. Yeah, we... India should have reached that target. It will reach slowly.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. It was great talking to you, sir.
And you are always welcome. If any of the investors interested having detailed discussion, please come over, have a tea. It is good to talk. Oh, it is my subject. I love talking on it.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it, sir. Not many managements are as open as you. So all the best, sir. I look forward to great success for you and the company. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks a lot, yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from Hitesh, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hi, Hitesh.
Sir, I just wanted to know, during Q4, you mentioned that we would be achieving 80 crores in Q1. And I understand that sometimes revenue recognition gets delayed by a month.
Yeah, gets so. Time actually, yeah.
Yeah, but then you are saying that Q2 might also be a little...
Q2 is normally, sir. Q2 Q2, normally in telecom and infrastructure, the road infrastructure, what we are in, it is always low because of monsoon. It means our efficiency is hardly 30% during this time.
Okay. But we can expect that revenue that we need.
That will cover up.
Recognize in Q1, guys.
It will cover up. It will cover up.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm definite.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. Yeah, rest of my questions are answered. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meena Deshpande from KM Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hello, Meena here. Is my voice audible?
Yeah, you are audible. Good evening. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is, can you brief us about your recent project received from Navyug Engineering Company? Their order size and the time period to complete and the margin details and sorry, it's a bit of a complex question, but if any, and who are your competitors for bidding this order?
Competitors, I won't be able to help, but other things I will definitely. With Navyuga, it is an ongoing construction order, so it is not locked to a specific amount. So average this quarter we'll be doing is, I think, about 60-70 crores during this current quarter, quarter two. Revenue means payment collection shall be about 40-50. What we do is we are joining them in constructing critical areas in Maharashtra, where operation of the other normal contractors and things are a bit difficult. Samriddhi is not the only project. There are four or five projects where we will be collaborating for next 3 years. Revenue, no, you said margin. Margin is slightly above 10%.
Okay, sir.
Have I missed anything?
No, sir. Thank you. You answered my question. I have another one. How do you receive the payments? Do you receive in advance, then on milestone basis, or on completion of contract?
Normally, it is we have the milestone model. Once a particular milestone is reached, 80% of the payment is released. So it is ongoing payment. Process is ongoing. Suppose we have completed, say, 20 kilometers of the work. So for every 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, depending on the work and bill size, we get paid. It's not advance, but we get paid very fast. So working capital is not a big problem.
Okay, sir.
Is it the right answer or do you wanted something else?
No, no. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering. If I have any more questions, I will join the queue again. Thank you.
Please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kritik Bagadia, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, sir, congratulations so much on a great set of results. Most
Thanks
of my
yeah.
questions were answered. I just wanted to ask about your future plans in terms of, do we have a vision for the next 5 years? So I have two specific questions on that front. So if we see our revenue trajectory, it has been fantastic. So from 13 crores in FY23 to 100 crores in FY25 and probably 1,000 plus crores by FY26. Can we expect 5,000 crore revenue mark by 2030? And
I would love to. I would love to do it.
No,
I'd love to top it up. More than that.
But sir, do we have that kind of a vision or do we have that kind of a visibility as such in terms of the market opportunity that we can expect anything close to that?
Bagadia ji, let me tell you, I've not been very specific. Yes, we are working on something related to defense and other things, and 5,000 crores is just peanuts.
So can we expect more than that by 2030?
Sir, I am doing my level best to get it.
Okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And my second question...
I told you, now, I would love to top it up. 5,000 crores is... Okay, if we have done this much, 5,000 crores should be... I am not giving projection. Should be in...
I understand.
77 itself.
I understand.
See, there are certain other things which is personal. And okay. For those reasons, I was not keen on growth. Once my son Chaitanya has joined, and then I have seen the response of all the investors and all. So even I love to make money. Why not?
Okay. And so my second question is that our predominant presence is in Maharashtra and some part is in outside Maharashtra.
Yes.
Do we have plans to expand in other states? If it is...
Bagadaji, I'll be really very straightforward and honest. If there is a good margin, I will definitely do it. Margins are not really very good in telecom. Moving out of Maharashtra really doesn't make any sense. If I have to just make the numbers, then no profit. I am not that kind of businessman. I'll rather go into line where there is a margin, very good margin, good challenge, and good opportunity to make big money. And we are technical guys, so we can do it. And we are in process. Please wait till the March. I'll give some really good announcement. But I am the one who will make only if I receive the paper, signed one.
I got your point, sir.
Yeah.
I got your point. And sir, just another question. In the last time's con call, we kind of mentioned that around 40% revenue would be booked by Q1 and Q2, and the rest 60% will be spread in Q3 and Q4. This quarter, we got around 50 crores and Q2 is generally sluggish. So, do we expect that out of those 400 crores that we are expecting?
I am hopeful that we will cross 120 by the second quarter. But I am hopeful. See, these numbers actually, for us, they don't make any... very big significance. Reason is that I know that the 120 is not coming now. That will come in the December. That will add to the December result. So it is like this is infrastructure. So it is a slow moving thing. And still we are growing at a very big breakneck speed.
Absolutely, absolutely. So sir, is it 50 plus 70 or 50 plus 120?
50 plus 50.
No, so you mentioned 120 crores is what you expect by Q.
No, 50 plus 50, I guarantee. 120 is our luck. Because I cannot, after a certain level, I cannot pressurize my clients to make payments.
Okay.
If they delay it, then there's nothing. And till now, I have not actually missed any of the targets. So I don't want to miss the targets also.
Okay. I think most of my questions are answered. Thanks a lot, sir. And I'm really hopeful that we cross that 5,000 crore mark by 2030.
We will definitely. With you and all investors' support and blessings, we will definitely do that.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from Prakash Israni, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, are you able to hear me?
Yeah, Prakashji, please go ahead.
Yeah, Doshi, thank you very much for the opportunity and congratulations on the great numbers this quarter.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Can I understand if there are any upcoming projects that we have bid for either as a sole bidder or through a joint venture and how much would we be able to win? Because we are looking at 5,000 crores.
Sir, please don't catch that particular target. No. Let us discuss up to 1,000 only.
Yeah, so basically, see, until 2026, you have said that you would come to 1,000, and I like your confidence, right, in your company, my company, right? What I'm asking about is, what kind of, see, when I look at it, when I do a business, I'm looking at what kind of roads have been set up, what kind of infrastructure is being set up, right? Do we have this kind of visibility in terms of what kind of new highways have been set up, where can we build? Where have we bid or where we are bidding? As you said, March probably we can expect some good news, right? So is
yes,
this kind of something...
Okay.
Some
let me answer first course, first part. Yes, we have and we are expecting good business from that. But these are the government tenders mostly. And if we get it, it's really good. But we many times we don't get it. So it's okay. Our order book is not going to deplete. Our order book is what we have in our hand. As of today, till means up to 1,000 crores is the solid revenue we are having. Visibility for next year will be, I would love to do 5,000. But till now, I don't have anything in hand. It will take time.
Right. I completely agree.
Yes. Positive. It is positive. Otherwise, I will not speak. Only when it is positive and achievable, then only I will talk about it. Otherwise, I don't.
Right. And in fact, I had another question, but you've already answered it, that I was going to ask you whether similar cable laying projects are there in other states. Why don't we enter other states? But you said that the margin is not good.
Margins are really bad, sir. We are luckily we are not stuck with the manpower and infra machinery and those things. We are not that heavily invested, so we are really lightweight and lucky. We operate at our own will, where the margins are good, where I can show good results to my investors and enjoy. In
right.
Place of giving bad results and explaining it. Sorry?
Right. So I'm not really thinking about our company just 1 or 2 years down the line, because we've already given FY26 guidance as well. I'm looking at our company 5 years down the line or 10 years down the line. Right?
5 years, 50,000 to 100,000 crores, sir. No, we are doing. I'm talking because we are working on some really deep tech defense projects. I'm just waiting for breakthrough. If God is helpful, and we are lucky, we'll be doing really, really big things. Because we are in 3D printing and our 3D printing is assisted with AI. Metal 3D printing assisted with AI. A few of the investors are from IITs and they will know it, what I'm talking. So it's all we need is a small breakthrough. Yeah.
Right. I completely understand that this does take time. Business is not that something you do a product and you get an order right away, but it will take some time. Something that you can expand. Yeah, is there something that you can expand on the defense projects that you were talking about? Up to you, if you do not want to expand at this point of time, but is there something, see, there are two phases to this, right? Our company is all about EPC and laying cables. And our EPC work, right?
No. Let me tell you. Our profile and things are not done in that way because I don't want our investors to get confused. We have been always a high-tech and deep-tech company only. We have taken optic fiber and EPC because that gives the volumes. If you know any of the big tier 2, tier 3 internet service provider, so they will know me in a different way. Ravindra Doshi is a partner of Google. He provides the Google with the peering. This is what is few years back. So we have been in deep tech. Anyone who knows internet in depth will understand what I'm talking and from where our internet service providers make money. So that was there, but then there are times, markets and dynamics. So business dynamics has pushed me to optic fiber and construction, EPC, because that makes big money. Having a very good technology but not making money doesn't work. So this is how we have come here. But yes, we are always in deep tech, and I whatever figures I have given, that will happen, you see. Because India needs it now. Because of Ukraine war and other things, there is a acute shortage of space for our defense machineries.
Right.
And that is the void we are going to fill in.
Right. So is there something that can you can talk about it now in terms of defense, or you need some time?
No. Sir. I have my presentations, things, and then samplings and things ready. We are approaching different agencies, and I am hopeful before December we will have some breakthrough, because they are in dire need. Otherwise, entering defense is lifetime.
But
in India,
I'll give you
example. This is what is in dire need by Indian Air Force is the turbofans blades.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one. Here we have technology that if we have a sample in hand, we can analyze the sample and we can regenerate with micron precision. Same thing. So that is what, well, see, they may not take critical ones, because there are licensing and other problems and other things are there. But there are other hundreds of spares which they need and they don't get. Something is made of aluminum alloys, something is made of cobalt alloys, something is made of titanium alloys, something of steel. All those things can be created here. And the two we will be able to... Yes, sir. Sir, come have a tea with me.
So basically, that helps our Make in India campaign as well, right? We as Indians should be proud of what we are making in India.
Yes, yes.
And what we are providing to our own Air Force, right? So that we should be proud of it, in fact.
I'm honest, sir. This is just I've given an example of Air Force. This is applicable to Navy. This is applicable to our even...
Is this currently imported? That's what you're saying, and we are actually making it in India, and we are the ones who are presenting it and are able
I'll say that this is the implementation of technology the Indian way. Whatever is not available can be regenerated.
Right. Are we looking at any tie-ups, any international tie-ups, like some of our defense companies, like Krishna and Bay?
No. What we are going to do, we don't need that. We are going to do the reverse engineering. If a jet engine's fan has blade has broken and you need a replacement and Russia is not able to provide, then what? You will ground the jet? No. That is what we have been doing till now. We will ground out of 30, we will ground one, take the parts and keep others alive.
Right.
And that has also reached a critical stage right now. Now 15 out of 30 are down.
Right. But tell me one thing, sir. Is there any recruitment that you are doing in this kind of expertise? Any new independent directors coming in? Anybody who understands?
Yes. The process is on.
You and your son.
No. The last meeting. Okay. That was not a meeting available to everyone. We have already announced in last meeting where I announced the results that we are taking a new CTO, new CFO, and new CEO. Plus, for AI, we are taking new manpower. But AI, I don't want to make any announcements. It is for the in-house use. It is for the improving designs. We are not developing any AI. We are using AI.
But you understand.
Explaining over call is a bit difficult. So you have to come and give time, have tea. I'll be able to explain exactly what we do. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm actually located overseas, so probably I will...
Okay. I'm sorry.
I understand this better.
But yeah. Then we will do a video call.
Yeah, we could do a video call. Yeah. Thank you very much for the clarity and wish you all the very best. Not just your company, it's our company. So wish you all the very best and wish you all the very best to
and
all
thanks the for the love and affection, sir. That means I feel like growing more because of all the investors' affection.
Thank you.
Sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, may we request participants to limit their questions to one or two per person. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Swami CA, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Haan, Swamiji, please.
Sir, congratulations for the great set of numbers.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Sir, my all questions are... I need 26. You are telling that we will reach 1,000 crore.
Yes, sir.
For that, how much working capital is needed, sir? And how we will raise that capital?
Sir, we will take that decision in March.
Okay.
This March, yeah. 25 March. Because right now it is a bit... Sorry?
Is there any estimation for that...
Not till now.
Okay.
We'll go for that in the December. So my team will prepare what I need and what it is.
Okay, sir. My all questions are answered. Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of K. Rajesh, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Rajesh, please go ahead.
Sir, really congratulations for giving great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, we are expecting very good numbers in Q3 and Q4. Sir, I am retired Air Force personnel. So I know that what is the shortage in Air Force regarding the space and this thing. So while working, we used to face these things because whatever aircraft we are getting from other countries, we get aircraft, but later for space we need to procure from other countries. So it takes a lot of time. So we consume a lot of time. So the aircraft used to be lie down without any servicing. So we used to wait for months for the space.
Correct, sir.
So we really face this problem, sir, in my 10 years of time. It's a really great opportunity, sir, if we really get those kind of tools. Procured from India only.
Yes, sir. I'll explain what we are doing, and if you can add or help, that will be welcome. So what we do is 3D metal printing that is done with 100% density.
Okay.
Laser metal.
Okay.
And then the near net shape we get, and then there's a machining, CNC machining involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the accurate, micron level accuracy. And because it is mostly printed from wires, so we can get the wires of the exact specification which is needed. Now it is only if I think you will be aware of 3D printing.
Yes, sir.
3D printing is done layer by layer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we use AI to change the orientation of layers and make it in a way that it will achieve better crystal structure or better strength than the original one also, which are produced normally by molding.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our goal, and that we are making our presentations with all the agencies, DRDO and all, and we are hopeful that we will get a breakthrough.
Damn sure. Sure, I think. Sir, we are expecting more than 100 crore revenue in Q3 and Q4. Am I right, sir?
This is normal. My line is such that it is normally like that.
Okay.
And we have elections and all those things in Q3. So,
sir,
maybe slightly slow.
Okay, slow.
Sorry?
Okay.
No, it doesn't make any difference to us who is in government. But then still, government process is slow.
Sir, in soon, I would like to meet you in office.
please. Just give me a ring and confirm that I am in office, because project is on. So, 2 days a week, I am on the field.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. My all questions are off.
And you're welcome. You can guide me.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Yes, sir. All right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna Yoga, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Krishna.
Congrats for the good numbers and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Sir, my question is a little bit particular toward the Samruddhi Marg project.
Yes.
Since we started our work in 27th of June, So, I mean, I feel the revenue is not generated anything in this present quarter from the Samruddhi Marg, right?
This is 700 kilometers into 2. So, 1400 kilometers project. And 27th June when we started, it started raining on the same day, really. So we could finish our scanning. So
Okay. Wherever
we are going to do the trenching work and laying the cable, we have to scan the ground under 2 meters.
Yeah.
We do the scanning. So scanning work is over. Hopefully by month end we'll start digging.
Okay. Because in the last call, I remember you mentioned that the fund will be released only once you've done like a minimum 100 kilometers of
Yes, 100. Yeah, that is true. That is true. That is why I am projecting revenue in this quarter.
Okay.
This quarter will generate the revenue either from construction or from leasing. It will be construction. Leasing will not happen that fast.
Okay. Got it, sir.
Because telecom companies don't have funds.
Yeah, got it, sir. Completely agree.
Yeah.
And then previous question you were telling about the 5,000 poles to be installed from your company, that is completely not calculated in the revenue position what you are giving for the 1,000 crore target. Or
yes,
maybe
yes,
the
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is true. It is completely not
that
calculated.
Okay. Yeah, that's it, sir. And the remaining questions are completely answered. I thank you so much, sir, for explaining very briefly about the company's growth and your internal things, what you are doing.
Hmm.
We are lucky investors to be part of your Core Digital company growth.
No, you are welcome, sir. Core Digital is there because you people are there.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kiran Advisors for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Core Digital Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.